for as long as I can remember, there's been this framed photo of my dad hanging on the wall, mounted on a ski, and he's full spread eagle, tightest pants you've ever seen, rainbow suspenders, no hat, no gloves, glacier glasses, just in the air, blue sky. And I thought, you know, that's kind of interesting. That must be special. And then I knew skiing was extra special because we also had a full-size 6-foot Langirl poster on the back of the condo front door. And a Langirl poster is just a chick in a bikini in ski boots. And I was like, all right, there's something about this skiing culture that I don't really know yet, but I'm going to figure it out. And as I aged, you know, we'd ask my dad, like, what was that like? What were you doing here? What's going on? So we'd get stories that were, oh, yeah, naked night at Baker. You couldn't even get into the bar unless you were fully naked. And then sometimes it was so full you couldn't even make it in. And we were like, what? And then my mom's like, I won amateur strip contests. And we're like, what? Okay, so things are going on. You age, then you watch the movie Hot Dog. You watch the movie Aspen Extreme, Ski Patrol, Ski School. You get it all. You're learning. You're like, okay, I kind of get this skiing thing. I competed in Alpine through high school and college, and then in grad school found my way to Salt Lake City and prioritized skiing probably a little bit more than I should have. I fell into a group of friends who called themselves Team Awesome Radnor, and immediately became close-knit. They were competing on the Free Skiing World Tour, and I was like, I could probably do that. That can't be that hard. So it's the middle of the season, and one of my roommates is like, we should probably get a room for this next competition. Like, we should not stay in the van with the guys. And I'm like, that's a good call. So we get a room for us and the two dudes that were banging. And so tradition is we are going to these very expensive ski locales throughout the Western United States, and we do a budget burrito brigade before we head out. So the night before, everybody comes over to the house, and we've got beans, rice, green chilies, cheese, tortillas, you know, we just line up, we just make these burritos and get it through. So we've got like 40 burritos, you know, because if you're spending your money on booze, you got to eat. It's expensive. So, okay, so we've got burritos. We're getting ready to head out. We head out. Okay, these competitions, they're days long. So you've got qualifying days, weather days, finals days, day 4, finals day. This is a competition of spectators. So you're going to a resort. Sometimes you're skiing a permanently closed location. Sometimes it's pristine conditions. You're like, yes, it's been snowing. Oh, it's going to be good. Sometimes it hasn't snowed in 2 weeks, and you're sending to hard pack, and it is not fun. But you make it through. Okay, so last day, we get up there. We're like, okay, we can do this. Everybody's doing their runs. We start drinking at, you know, 10:30 in the morning. 11:30, everybody's going, everybody's coming down, it's looking good. Okay, everybody makes it through the day. It's like 3 p.m., going to the lodge, waiting for results. Okay, how's this going to go down? Like, I think I did pretty well. Okay, did not make the top 5, bummer, that's all right. Oh, shit, my roommate gets second. Okay, we're cheering, things are going well. She's on the podium. They hand her a glass sculpture, and we're like, what the fuck is that? So she gets off the podium. It's a tequila decanter, and it's full of tequila. Thank you, New Mexico. So we're drinking that. It's late in the, right? It's getting to be late in the day. We're still in our ski boots. We're like, all right, we can't do this. We got to change. We got to go back. We can't do the full night like this. So we go back to our room, us and our guys, and one of the dudes is like, fuck, I am ripe. I'm going to take a shower. And we were like, oh, yeah, we're all kind of ripe. We should probably all do that. So you go, and then eventually someone's like, why don't we just go together? And we're like, oh, yeah, okay, that sounds not too bad. So, yeah, exactly. We were like, yeah, okay, let's, yeah, all right, we're into that. I've never done this before, but I'm like, okay, well, I'm hooking up with this dude, so he's seen me naked. Like, I've seen my roommate's boobs. It's probably okay. I'll just be respectful and not look at her dude's dick. It'll be fine. So this shower is just like a regular bathtub shower with like a below average shower head. And my dude gets in, and then I get in, and then my roommate gets in, and then her dude gets in, and it's just like a bobsled, kind of, you know? And my dude, like, reaches down to grab the soap, so I immediately run my fingers up his butt crack, credit card! And he turns around, and he's like, you're dirty, so he starts soaping up my tits. And then the guys from the back are like, what? I'm cold! I want to come to the front! So you know that training run that you do in sports where the guy in the back runs to the front, so then like he shimmies to the front, he's in the front now, and then my roommate's like, I'm coming too, and then she goes to the front. All of a sudden there's a beer, we're laughing, everything's getting soaped up. Okay, dudes are just like moving their hips. Helicopter! Fuck, I wish we had a helicopter at this comp. That would have been sick. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, you did really well. Fuck, we got to get back to the party. Shit. Okay, so we're like running down our party in a shower. We're like feeling it, though. It's kind of nice. And so I like reach out to grab a towel, and I'm like, okay, I grab a towel. It is the towel. We have one towel. So I'm first, so I use it. I give it to my roommate. She uses it. The guys are like, this is a lost fucking cause. So everybody's like kind of wet, kind of dry. You're like trying to put on your clothes. It's like sticking. We're like, we got a burrito left. We got one burrito left. We're like each taking a bite on the burritos. And we're like, okay, we gotta head back to the party. So we put the decanter in a safe place so that we don't like ruin it on the way back. And as we're walking back to the party, I'm thinking to myself, naked shower party? Yeah, I just added to the ski culture. The only thing I don't have is a photo to put on the wall next to my dad's.